I'm going to speak today about something that I found to be very, very true in my life. Many of you know and I were on the mission field, and when we originally went on the mission field, we went under money. That was a big personal faith for Janet and I. That was our decision to do that, because in the years before, through all my sicknesses and Janet's sicknesses of her cancer, my cancer, everything else that hit us from all sides of every avenue for months and months and years had grown us and strengthened us into that place where we knew where to put our faith. It strengthened our faith, and it taught us where to go first. And that was always God. When things got a bit tough for us, it was always God. And we learned, and every time we learned that, and every time something came up, we kept going back to God. You know, there's no use. We can't look at the situation and look at Jesus, because we can't be looking in two places at once. It's virtually impossible, isn't it? And we've got to actually get that right. We say, well, God's not answering my prayer, or God's not doing the door or the break, whatever we're speaking about, and we blame God, but it's actually not God. It's actually because we don't want to focus on Him. We go to God last, don't we? Generally. That's after we've tried to sort it out and we've messed it up, and then we go to God and we say, so what's happening? Why didn't you fix it? Well, you didn't put your eyes on God first. You tried to fix it. You ran to your friends, or you looked online. And this is a problem that's becoming more and more prominent in the churches around the world, where we are fix-it people, we do-it-yourself people, and we do our... Where's Jesus? You know, we can make a choice. We go to Jesus, or we sort it out ourselves, but we're never really going to get anywhere. And I'm finding Christians all over the world are walking around chained up by their own logic and by their own mindset. Because we live in a world that's changing out there, and the problem is that we can't keep up with the changes that are happening. We don't even know what's the truth anymore out there. We don't know what's lies out there. And the one thing that we do know is the truth, is the Word of God, but we don't go to the Word of God and read the truth. But we rather put our noses in on Google and TikTok and everywhere else to get our solutions. And this is the problem that we are experiencing as believers today. And that's our focus. Looking at our scarcity and not looking at the overflow that we have. The overflow of heaven. The overflow of anointing. The overflow of assignment. The overflow of healing, of abundance, of joy, of peace, of light. I believe that today God's got a very clear message for all of us. And that is, it's time to change where our eyes are looking. I'm not even preaching on what I've prepared. I'm going free today. I'm back to Africa days. Right, where I stood up in the marketplace and I just spoke. So bear with me. Every single one of us has come in here with a problem tonight. Guaranteed. Every single one of us. Maybe there's something that's really worrying us about a situation. Maybe we've got little money to get through to the net to the end of the month. Maybe there's not enough food in the cupboard. We met this morning and we feel ashamed, and we don't want to come before God. You know what? I've had to deal with that the last few weeks, where I took the total and complete wrong approach to a situation. where I started looking inward and I started blaming myself and I started thinking and I started listening to the lies of the enemy through other people. But then God reminded me. He said, you know your identity. You know who you are. You know that you are called by me. You know that you are anointed by me. And nothing on earth can take that away. Amen. That the words of man cannot declare something that is ordained by God as null and void. And it's not only for me as the pastor, but for every single one of you as well. That when the devil comes and he declares null and void in your life, tell him to shove off and stand up and say, I am chosen, I am known, I am a child of God, I am a son, I am a God. And tell him to get packing. We don't have to live like that anymore. Jesus has given us a package of freedom, and you know what? We don't even have to pay for it. There's no subscription, there's nothing. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he nailed it, paid for it all. So, how do we get our eyes? Take the problem. If we're going to sit back and we're going to say, well, I've tried that already, but God didn't come through for me, I'm going to tell you, you gave up too quickly. Maybe you bailed out in praying and asking just before the breakthrough was going to happen. That wasn't God not answering you, it was you bailing out before God got a chance to answer you. So I want to challenge your hearts today. You know, you can either walk around there in the town center or last and one thing, life is short. Believe you me, I know how quickly you get from 21 to 60. It's very quick.
You can say that, I think.
Very quick. And we waste the life that God has given us walking around enslaved and miserable and hopeless. So where am I going with this? I'm going with, why are we living with the attitude of nothingness when we could be living in overflow? Yeah. We would just go and we say, Lord, would you just fill us with fresh oil, with fresh anointing, with fresh joy, fresh peace. Yeah? It's up to you. Come walk out here all miserable. I'm just the messenger. There's only one way that you're going to do that, and it's to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's your fuel. You know what? I can sit. I can sit like this. Say the car seat, right? And I'm going to go, oh, goody, I'm going to get on my way now and jump onto the car of life. And, oh, yeah, I'm all confident. I get the seatbelt on and, you know, everything's sort of just running around smooth, driving along, and everything's just cool. And then we hit that first speed bump. It shakes us a bit. And we And then we hit the next toll. This isn't so great anymore, is it? It starts wearing until we're in a position where we don't know what to do anymore because there's speed. And then we see the petrol light that comes. And we just look at it and we say, oh yeah, it'll be off. And then we come to, we're going up the car. of juice. That's how we don't check our fuel tank. Same with us in our spiritual lives. If we want to go and hit the speed bumps, that's fine. Speed bumps are part of life. Jesus never ever promised us an easy life. But what he did promise us is that he would be with us. When we went over that speed bump, Jesus went with us. But what he did say is, our strength is in him. Because his power is within us. And if we're going to go through life and we're going to start looking at our own weaknesses, and we're going to start saying, oh dear, I'm running out of fuel. And we don't stop at the petrol station. We're just going to become people that are immobile in our lives. So what's the petrol station I'm talking about? The Holy Spirit. It says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be continuously filled with the Holy Spirit. So we can take the long route, which is by not going past the petrol station, or we can take the short route, and that is taking the petrol station and filling up with fuel. And the way we do that is coming before Jesus. Coming before Jesus. Have you ever got down on your knees before? I'm asking you a question. Don't worry about what's going on there. Have you ever got down on your knees before? Don't just nod. Have you got down on your knees? And raised your hands to heaven and said, Lord, fill me up afresh with everything that you have for me. And sat there until you were so full that you couldn't get up because you wanted to just stay on your knees and praise him and worship him for what he's just done in your life. And that's how we get going. That's how we live victoriously. That's how we are filled with joy. That's how we become more than conquerors. But it goes down to this choice. Do you want to live with nothing, or do you want to live with the overflow? There's an old saying, came into the world with nothing, I'll go out of the world with nothing. Actually, that's a lie. You came into the world with nothing, but you go out of the world with Jesus Christ. There's an old saying that says, you can't take anything to heaven with you. Actually, that's also a lie. You can. You can take people with you to heaven. You can take a healthy soul to heaven. So I've kept it very simple, and maybe it's been a little bit all over the place, but I want you just to think for a minute, what are you really struggling with? What do you need to be set free from? What needs to be broken in your life? I'm going to just put it to you straight out. I'm not going to say come and get prayer. It's as simple as this. You are more, you come and ask for it. You come and ask. I'm going to move this back, and I'm going to say, if you mean business, then you will come before Jesus this afternoon, and you will come and you will kneel before him here, and you will ask him. Raise your hands to heaven and ask him to fill you, to overflowing, to fill you with his power. That's the invite from Jesus this afternoon. Come and kneel here, and I will come and I'll kneel with you. If you can't kneel, then stay in your seat, but raise your hands. Look at this man that's so hungry for more of Jesus. So I invite you, come now. Come. Jesus hung on a cross for you and died. So why would you feel silly? Why would you feel silly this afternoon by coming and just doing that for Jesus today? Ask Him to fill you afresh with fresh anointing, fresh oil. You know what? Some of you might have had lives where you think you're worth nothing, and that's because that's the label that the world has put upon you because of the way you are. But I want to tell you this afternoon, Jesus sees you as beautiful and perfect, and He's got a plan for your life as well. So take the labels off that other people have put on you and take back the identity that Jesus has for you. It's time to break those things. You are loved and you are known and you are seen and you are heard and you are beautiful. You are God's masterpiece. You are wonderfully and beautifully made, and He formed you in the way that you are, in a beautiful and in a unique way. Just speak to Him. Just say, come and fill me, Lord. Fill me this afternoon to overflowing, because I'm done with nothingness. I'm done with the nothingness. Come and do the breakthroughs in my life. Give me the strength, even when I'm waiting for the breakthrough, to carry on, that my faith of strength will not be snatched away from me. We're done with nothingness. This church is a freedom church for a reason. Freedom church. If anybody feels welcome. If you want to come and pray for these people and lead them in it, because maybe they're not sure what they do, then go for it. I declare today is a day of freedom here. I declare breakthrough in every life. I declare that nothingness is no more, but there's over. In every single one of you today, that the victory is already yours, cannot be taken away from you. Come on, shake those chains off. Shake off the chains.